intro. In Malawi, a local NGO is seeking to economically empower young girls and keep others in school by making and using sanitary pads. That's because many girls stay home rather than go to class when they have their menstrual cycles. From Blanta, reporter Lamik Masina has the story. Text. The project known as Keeping Girls in School is championed by the Girls Empowerment Network, or GNET. It's a Blanta-based NGO which works to advance the rights, status, and well-being of adolescent girls. The girls learn tailoring skills in part by making reusable sanitary pads from imported waterproof materials. Joyce Nkandawile is the communications advisor for GNET.
The project is about social entrepreneurship, where we have reached out to girls who were literally doing nothing in their homes. Some had gone as far as written JCE, some the standard 8, but they were just sitting at home without doing anything. So we had to look at a way where we could assist these girls, but also in a way of assisting them through entrepreneurship skills, keeping some other girls in school.
Nkandawile says the one-year pilot project seeks to train 30 girls to make the pads and also mend women's clothes. They'll be distributed to girls in 15 rural primary schools in southern districts of Blanta and Mulanje. She says in the meantime, the project has enrolled the first 10 girls in areas just outside Malawi's commercial capital, Blanta. They are currently taking part in the three-month-long training course. Afterwards, they will be placed in a group of 3 girls each, which will receive a sewing machine for making and selling the pads.
After 3 months, these girls will have their own businesses in their communities, where one business will have 3 girls. And when they go back to their communities, they're expected to train more girls so that it has a multiplier effect. They have gotten the skills from here, but they should also transfer the skills from there. As a Girls Empowerment Network, we're going to be buying the sanitary pads from the businesses in whatever direction they're going to go.
Kanawile says the pads are an effort to keep girls from skipping classes. The NGO will buy the pads and distribute them for free to the school girls. The project leaders say the pads are reusable and should last for up to 3 years. Some studies in Malawi show that many female students in rural areas stay away from school for at least 5 days during their menstrual periods, a development that affects their performance in class.
So Malawi statistics show that some girls enroll in primary school, but fail to continue with their education because some have started the menstrual period. So they prefer not going to school. So we had to look at a way where we could help keep a girl in school while also helping the girls who are just sitting at home.
Catherine Keta is among the girls learning to make sanitary pads at the organization's offices in Blanta.
This training assists us so much because we've just been staying home. Now it's like we have something to do that can empower us. Now the future holds something great because I'll no longer just be the same. Now I have something to do. Even when after the training, if I go home, I have something to do.
Another trainee, Yasinta Mpinji, says being raised in a family with only one parent, her mother, the tailoring skills will help her turn around the standards of living in her family.
It's just my mom only. And because of this tailoring, it can improve our family. Because if I do this, I can buy food, some clothes, and maybe I want to go through with my education. I can try to pay my fees on my own. And my young sisters, and even my mother and other people, I can teach them how to do tailoring.
The project is run with support from the United Nations Human Settlement Program, the Netherlands-based development organization called the Catholic Organization for Relief and Development Aid, and a local beverages company, Carlsberg Malawi Limited. Lamek Masina for VOA News, Blanta.